Did you know that exercise is a great way to improve your sleep? Some people feel that if you do it in the evening, then it will have a negative effect on your sleep. Well, that's not always true. Standard sleep advice says you shouldn't exercise moderately or vigorously within a few hours of bedtime. It's true that for most people, it's not a good idea to exercise right before bedtime because it releases endorphins and you have that adrenaline pumping and it can be harder to go back to sleep or go to sleep. But surprisingly, most studies have found that early evening exercise does not impair sleep quality. One published study found that the treadmill workouts starting at 6 p.m. were just as effective in improving sleep in middle-aged people with chronic insomnia as sessions done in the morning. Another study found that moderate aerobic exercise done at 8 p.m. helped promote sleep in young men who went to bed 2 to 3 hours later. Similarly, a 2004 study of older people published in the journal Sleep found that activity, including low-impact aerobics, done between 7 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., improved sleep as well as morning workouts did. Exercise has a variety of potentially sleep-impairing and sleep-enhancing effects on the body. Notably, it can raise heart rate. It can raise body temperature and alertness, which if they remain elevated, could interfere with sleep. On the other hand, exercise can help reduce anxiety, which is a plus for sleep. Keep in mind the effects of exercise on sleep can vary from person to person and will depend not only on fitness level and sleep problems, but also the type, length, timing, and intensity of the workout. If you think evening exercise is interfering with your sleep, see if earlier workouts improve matters. Personally, I love exercising in the morning because it helps wake me up, it rejuvenates me, and it gets me ready to start the day. Also, I like just knowing that I've already got it done with and I don't have to worry about it when I get home and I'm more likely to be tired then. As we head towards the holiday season, we need to be concerned about adding on extra pounds that we never seem to lose. Most Americans gain about 5 to 7 pounds every holiday season, and they never can get rid of it. If you're struggling to eat better and maintain a healthy weight, your kitchen may be sabotaging your efforts. Researchers have studied the food environment for years, looking at such factors as how advertising, packaging, and distraction make people eat more. More recently, they've turned their attention to the impact of architectural design on eating behavior and how your kitchens and other rooms can be laid out to be conducive to healthy eating. In particular, researchers are looking at how people store their food, where in their homes they eat, what they look at when they eat, and other variables to determine what encourages healthy eating and what discourages. If occupants have to get up and walk through a doorway or up steps to get their food, might they eat less? If there's a window in the kitchen overlooking a garden, will they be inspired to eat more produce? Other variables in rooms, such as the lighting, air circulation, sounds, and colors, can also affect what people eat. The field of designing healthy kitchens and even entire healthy buildings is still in the beginning stages. Perhaps one day all homes and schools will be built with healthy eating in mind. But in the meantime, here are a few simple kitchen changes that you can make. Keep unhealthy foods out of sight. Remember, out of sight, out of mind. Maybe in a top cabinet, for instance, or in the rear of the refrigerator. And keep healthy ones within easy reach, on the counter, in eye-level cabinets, or in the front of the fridge. If you have open shelves or glassed-in cabinets, don't use them to store unhealthy foods. Studies have shown that the more visible and accessible a food is, the higher the consumption, for better or worse. More spacious and pleasant kitchens have been linked to better food purchases and an increased desire to cook, so you don't have to rely on convenient microwave meals. You can simply rearrange some appliances and utensils in the way to make the space more efficient, which makes it easier to cook. To avoid overeating, don't make your kitchen your hangout. Your kitchen chairs should be comfortable enough for sitting during a meal, but not so comfortable that you want to lounge in them all evening. Better yet, take a walk after your meals. For more information about food and nutrition, we will be at the Family Fun Day event that has been rescheduled due to rain last weekend, tomorrow, October 16th from 10 until 4 at Hugs Sanctuary Park. Come and enjoy the food, the music, the bingo, the magic, and all the community boosts that will be at the Cancer Awareness Family Fun Day event scheduled for tomorrow from 10 to 4 at Hugs Sanctuary. Hope to see you then.